diabetic cardiomyopathy, DCM, which is a complication of diabetes, poses a great threat to public health. Recent studies have confirmed the role of NOD-like receptor protein 3, NLRP3 activation in DCM development through the inflammatory response. Tonylagliptin is an oral hypoglycemic dipeptidyl-peptidase IV inhibitor used to treat diabetes. Tonylagliptin has recently been reported to have anti-inflammatory and protective effects on myocardial cells. This study examined the therapeutic effects of tonylagliptin on DCM in diabetic mice. Streptozotocin, STZ, was administered to induce diabetes in mice, followed by treatment with 30 mg per kg tonylagliptin. Marked increases in cardiomyocyte area and heart rate per tibial length, reductions in fractional shortening, ejection fraction, and heart rate, increase in creatine kinase MB, CKMB, aspartate transaminase, AST, and lactate dehydrogenase, LDH levels, and upregulated NADPH, oxidase 4, NOX4, were observed in diabetic mice, all of which were significantly reversed by tonylagliptin. Moreover, NLRP3 inflammation activation and increased release of interleukin-1-beta, IL-1-beta, in diabetic mice were inhibited by tonylagliptin. Primary mouse cardiomyocytes were treated with high glucose, 30 mmol/L, or without tonylagliptin, 2.5 micromole for 24 hours. NLRP3 inflammation activation and the increase in CKMB, AST, and LDH levels in glucose-stimulated cardiomyocytes were markedly inhibited by tonylagliptin. And p-adenosine 5 monophosphate AMP activated protein kinase PAMPK levels were increased. The beneficial effects of tonylagliptin on high glucose-induced cardiomyocytes were abolished by the AMPK signaling inhibitor compound C. Overall, tonylagliptin mitigated DCM by mitigating activation of the NLRP3 inflammation.